Anchor fam, I have a question. Like, I have been, like, for the most part in 2018, kind of in and out with Anchor. And it's changed quite a bit this year. I think it's kind of settling into a groove, it looks like. You've got cover art. They've added a lot of features. I get the emails, so I kind of stay up on some of the current practices, more or less. But is there anybody out there in my listening audience that is truly monetizing Anchor? Meaning, like, are you using it to support and promote your business, to get clients, to do blah, 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 blah? This particular station, which is my first station, my beloved first Anchor station, share with Charisse. I'm not looking to do anything with this station except share and whatnot, share my thoughts and connect with people, and have them connect with me. But on my other stations, Be Happier Today and Tailored for Success, I would like to do something more with that, I think. I guess the first thing I could do is make sure to share it to my Facebook and Twitter audiences. And I know now that it's... But yeah, Miss Eileen, Ivy, who has a course or a website or something? I need to kind of just see what Anchor's up to, what the possibilities are with it. But holler back if you're using this for business, if you're using this to promote your brand. Using this, meaning using Anchor. Holler at me. All right, thanks. Bye. You know what? I was watching TV and I was looking at the debut of the Conners coming up. And, you know, it seems they're being very crafty with the writing. The Conners, of course, which was the spring, the resurrection, the reboot of Roseanne, featuring Roseanne Barr. And I thought, dang, Roseanne, dang gone, you know, you tripping, all because of a comment, a random in the middle of the night, middle of the morning, whenever she made it, comment that you made. I'd have to read it again, and because I never really read what exactly did she say about this woman. I know it was a Black woman who worked for Obama's administration. She said something about her looks, apparently. Here's the thing. I don't know Roseanne, so I don't know if she's racist or not. I'd have to read the comment again. But from what I understood about it, I think the issue was she made a comment about a Black woman, a derogatory comment, and it was somebody who was associated with our Black president. I don't know if it was really a racist. I don't know if the intention behind it was racist or not. But the bottom line is, you all, please. You don't need to share your every thought. And my thing was, okay, well, why did she make the comment, period? You know, like, why did she make it? Why did she make the comment? Why do you get, you guys, I have seen this, especially on Facebook, since I started there. People will get on their social media, on their Facebook, because Facebook invites you. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? And we do have a president right now who says whatever comes to his mind. And but here's the thing. Everything that's on your mind does not need to be shared with the masses. The fact that you think somebody's ugly, the fact that you think somebody's stupid, the fact that you think somebody is sexy, the fact that you... Whatever, everything, despite what Facebook tells you, everything that is on your mind does not need to become public for the worldwide audience out here on the internet streets. Keep some of that crap to yourself. Because guess what? Bottom line is, most people don't give a care anyway. She could have had that discussion with her husband, with a friend, on the phone. No, we got to tweet it out. So now this show, which will probably be a big success, is going to go on. Something that she founded and started is going to go on without her. And it's jacked up, all because she had to run her mouth on Twitter. You all, please. Unless you're just one of those people that's like, you want to share everything. Maybe you're a contrarian and you get off on it. You want people to talk about you. I don't know. But I personally, everything that I think about everybody online or offline, I don't feel like it needs to be a post. I just don't. It does not need to be a post. Your every thought, your every imagination, your every pondering does not need to be on the internet. I'm just saying, you all do what you want to do.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.